Good afternoon, good afternoon, good afternoon. I bring you greetings from the Virtuous Woman Ministries headquarters located here in Nashville, Tennessee. And we're so excited about what we are teaching today. We're going to be teaching and talking about the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God right here, right now, established on earth as it is in heaven. So, Lord, we just come before you this afternoon and we say thank you. We thank you that you never left us by ourselves. We thank you, Father, that you've given us all things that pertain to our life and godliness. And as we lift up your holy word, Lord, we are praying that your holy word just begin to saturate our hearts, saturate our minds. Give us our kingdom identity that we will understand and know that when you created us good and very good. And so, Lord, I pray that this teaching goes all across the airways, all across the nation, all across the seas, and that those individuals who may not know who you are, the King, will be delivered, saved, and set free. Amen. So our first scripture that we're going to talk about today is going to come out of Matthew chapter 11. And it's talking about the kingdom. When we talk about the kingdom, we are talking about the kingdom right here, right now on earth. God has given us everything that pertains to our life and godliness, where we're able to legislate right here, right now on earth. And so our scripture today is Matthew 11. And we're going to look at verse 12. And it says, "And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, and the violent take it by force." So we're going to talk about this today. We're going to talk about the kingdom authority that we have right here, right now. So what this scripture is telling us that from the days of John the Baptist until now, right here, right now, in 2024, we have the ability. We have the ability to take back by force what the enemy has tried to steal from us. And how do we take it by force? We take it by prayer. We take it by declaring and decreeing. And first, we've got to understand and know who we are. When we look at Revelation chapter 1, and let's go there really quick. Revelation chapter 1, and we're going to look at verse 4, 5, and 6. And this is what it says: "Grace to you and peace from him who is, who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth." That's a small K. "To him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen." The verse that I really want to talk about is verse number 6, where it says, and has made us kings and priests. And the kings is a small K, and the priest, the P in the priest is a small K. What is this saying to us? That we are kings and priests. We have the ability to legislate. We have the ability to declare and decree. And when we declare and decree the written word of God, it is established in heaven. For the word of God says that for whatever we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. In other words, whatever we forbid on earth, it is forbidden in heaven. Whatever we permit on earth, it is permitted in heaven. We have the ability to do this because of what Jesus did for us on the cross. He came back. And what the devil tried to steal, we regained it back because of what Jesus did on the cross. So we don't have to worry about not being able to come against the wiles of the devil when the word of God tells us that the kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. So we are the kingdom of God. We are the kingdom of God, and we suffer violence. And what do you mean by that? Anything, any calamity that the enemy would bring against you, that the enemy would bring against me, that's suffering violence. But guess what, guys? The suffering is not going to last. Why? Because we take it by force. How do we take it by force? Through prayer, through declarations, through decreeing and declaring and decreeing the written spoken word of God. In other words, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against me in judgment shall be condemned, because it is my inheritance. It is my inheritance. What is my inheritance? That no weapon formed against me will prosper. That's a written declaration and a written promise that we can speak in the atmosphere, and anything that would try to come against you or try to come against me, the word of God has already spoken. And so what the Lord would have me to say to you today is that we must understand who we are as kingdom citizens. We are heirs of God, joint heirs of Jesus Christ. We are ambassadors. We belong to a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We live in the spirit. We don't live in the flesh. We live in the spirit. And this is why we're able to legislate, because we are legislating from a spiritual realm, far above powers, principalities, and every name that is named. What do you mean every name that is named? Every name that goes against who God has said that you are. We sit above those names. We sit above word curses. We sit all above that. But guess what, guys? Satan don't care nothing about that. He doesn't care anything about anything God has for us. As long as he can find a person or a believer that does not know who they are, the enemy is going to launch an attack. But I'm here to tell you today that when you understand your kingdom identity and your kingdom authority, you have already overcome the enemy. Just understand that you must know who you are. When God created the heavens and the earth in Genesis 1:26, he created male and female, and he gave us dominion to subdue. In other words, I've given you rule and reign, and you have sonship. Hallelujah. You and I have sonship because why? Of what he did in the garden and what Jesus did on the cross. We have now gained our rights back because of what Jesus did on the cross. And so what we're doing is establishing to those who don't understand and know who they are, you are a kingdom believer. And because you are a kingdom believer, we wreck the forces of darkness. We wreck the plans and the purpose of the enemy. How? By going to the Father. Just what the Bible says. It says right here, and from the days of John the Baptist until now, right here, right now in 2024, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. That's authority. When we take something by force, we have authority. Now, we don't take it by force in the flesh, neither do we take it by force by gossiping, cussing people out. We take it by force through our prayers and our legislations that we speak in the realm of the spirit. We are spirit beings, and because we are spirit beings, we speak. We speak. We speak. We speak truth. We speak the word of God. We speak everything that God says pertain into our life. And so this podcast is going to bring you scriptures. This podcast is going to bring you the word. And when we bring forth the word, we're going to bring forth the word so you'll understand and know who your identity is. And your identity is not in a denomination. Your identity is not in the name of your church. Your identity is not in the name of your pastor or your apostle. Your identity is not in the name of anyone other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, the King. He is the King. God is in charge. You and I are in control. Why? Because the Bible says that God gave us the ability to rule and reign. We have dominion. We have dominion right here, right now on earth. And because we have dominion, we have the ability to rule and reign. We are sons of God. Those who are led by the Spirit of God are the sons of God. So this tells you that we must operate everything from a spiritual dimension, and we bring it from heaven to earth. So Lord, we just thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for this word, Lord, and we pray that this word will go out and this word will begin to touch hearts and souls and will cause those who don't really know who they are in you to wake up and understand that you love us so much. And you love us, love us, love us so much. You've given us the authority and the power to do just what Jesus did. And we ask this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen.